Finally, a big jump and a mystery in Chicago. Police are searching for three men who jumped off the top of the 92-story Trump Tower late last night with parachutes. They managed to land and escape before police arrived. NPR's David Shaper has been gathering reaction in Chicago.
I'm standing on the Wabash Street Bridge over the Chicago River, looking up 1,200 feet to the top of the 92-story Trump Tower. And the only thing I can think is from up there to here is a long way down. And a lot of people down here think it's...
Terrifying.
This is Renee Hill of Chicago.
Not for you?
No, definitely not for me. Did they live through this experience, obviously?
They did, and Chicago police are investigating how, shortly after midnight, the three base jumpers were able to gain access to the Trump Tower roof, jump, and get away. Ryan Williams, who's visiting from Boston, says such a stunt is crazy, but...
Not gonna lie, it would be kind of cool to see. But, you know, I would never do it.
No, it's insane.
Rich Lucas says he understands the thrill-seeking part of base jumping. BASE is an acronym for buildings, antenna, spans, meaning bridges, and earth, such as cliffs. These are the kinds of structures base jumpers use to launch themselves. But Lucas doesn't think it's appropriate in busy, crowded cities.
Urban jumping, I think, is extremely dangerous to not only the jumpers, but people that are here around, the boats, the traffic, pedestrians. I mean, go to a cliff, go to a national park. I don't get it.
Lucas, who's from Philadelphia, says no one would try anything like this in his hometown.
Definitely crazy Chicagoans. Maybe it's because the Blackhawks won.
The Chicago Blackhawks won Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final Wednesday night to tie the series at 2 games apiece, and that's definitely something to celebrate. But parachuting off a 92-story high building?
No, I think it should not be done.
Annalise Roche, who's in town from Florida, doesn't like the stunt one bit. But the younger man she's walking with, Nick Vega, thinks otherwise.
I might try it, but she's my mom, so she would.
Avoid.
And reminded that the three jumpers have mothers too, Annalise says,
I hope they didn't tell their moms beforehand. And then maybe, hopefully she never finds out.
Unless mom's a daredevil too. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.